Welcome to Motivate PD, a guide to purposeful, healthy living for people with Parkinson's disease. This manual has three parts. Part one, activities, provides suggestions about how to get involved in meaningful activities in your home and community. Part two, think like an OT, offers strategies to problem solve, set goals, and track your progress on these goals over time. Part three, optional resources, contains optional fill-in-the-blank pages from part two that you can personalize in whatever ways make sense to you. About the authors. Lonnie Silverstone, OTS, is an entry-level occupational therapy doctoral candidate at Tufts University. She pursued her Bachelor of Arts in biopsychology, cognition, and neuroscience, with a minor in medical anthropology at the University of Michigan. Her clinical interests include geriatric care, stroke and brain injury, and the influences of virtual reality on rehabilitation outcomes. She has seen firsthand what it means to live with PD through her own family members and through her involvement in PD organizations in the Boston area, including Spalding PD Dance and Tufts Dance for Parkinson's. She has clinical experience working with older adults in a variety of settings, including post-acute care, long-term memory care, and daytime activity programs. In her free time, she enjoys cooking, rock climbing, practicing yoga, and hiking with friends. Linda Tickle-Degnan, OTR, PhD, FAOTA, is Professor of Occupational Therapy Emerita at Tufts University. Her work focuses on physical, mental, and social health effects of daily life activities in the home and community. In her 50-year career, she has provided occupational therapy to people with disabling health conditions, conducted research studies to better understand how to promote health across the lifespan, and taught healthcare practitioners how to provide the best possible care to their clients. Over the last two decades, her work has focused primarily on Parkinson's disease. She has given innumerable talks to people with Parkinson's, their caregivers, and healthcare professionals across the world. She values listening to people in the Parkinson's community to learn their own perspectives and strategies on how best to cope, manage day-to-day living, and promote their wellness. In her free time, she enjoys practicing yoga, painting, hiking, and visiting with her two sons. Motivate PD is an occupational therapy-based manual that is written for and informed by people with Parkinson's disease in the New England area and beyond. This manual is based on the core belief that human beings thrive when they're able to do things that give them meaning and purpose on a daily basis. The goal of this manual is to help you live and thrive with PD by continuing to participate in meaningful home and community activities over time. We hope that these pages empower you to reflect on what activities bring you joy and purpose, identify strategies to access these activities over time, and make a plan to work towards your future goals. While these activities are meant to serve a wide range of abilities and interests, you are the expert in your own life. Feel free to try out whatever suggestions feel most feasible, safe, and accessible to you. What is occupational therapy? Occupational therapy, or OT, is a healthcare profession that focuses on your ability to do the things you want and need to do. Occupations are any activities that occupy your time, such as self-care, i.e. brushing your teeth or getting dressed, chores, employment, or leisure. OTs help you identify your strengths, social supports, and other available resources to help you access and adapt activities that are meaningful to you. What are some things that OTs can help you with? Firstly, they can help you with strategies for everyday living. You can adapt your daily routines to fit your changing needs, from completing simple self-care tasks to more complex tasks like managing medications and driving. Secondly, strategies for health management. Understand, monitor, and manage your health daily, like keeping track of appointments and communicating with your neurologist. Thirdly, functional strength and mobility. Maximize your balance, strength, endurance, and safety while navigating your home and community. Lastly, cognitive strategies. Learn tricks to help your memory and problem-solving skills when completing everyday tasks. Looking for an OT in your area? You can talk to your neurologist or primary care provider. You can call your local rehabilitation center, or you can contact the APDA Information and Referral Center to be connected to an OT near you. Part 1, activities. What are activities? Activities are any tasks that are central to your daily life. Activities vary from person to person based on culture, upbringing, interests, resources, and life circumstances. Your activity participation also changes depending on your needs over time. In this manual, we will talk about the following activity categories. Activities of daily living. What you need to do to support your daily living, from self-care to paying the bills or going grocery shopping. Leisure activities. What you choose to do that bring you pleasure and satisfaction. This includes more energy-demanding activities like physical exercise or more relaxing activities like reading or watching TV. Social activities. What you do to stay connected with your loved ones and the broader community. Remember, activities are social. Human beings are social creatures. Many of our daily activities are social in nature and involve connecting with people in your social circle. Even if you live alone, simple chores like going to the pharmacy requires interacting with others. Why are activities so important? Regular engagement in everyday activities not only improves and protects your physical health, it also supports your mental, emotional, and social well-being. Engagement in activities has the following biological benefits: increases physical health, protects and enhances cognition, improves balance, endurance, and mobility, and may slow down progression of PD symptoms. Some psychological benefits include enhancing your sense of identity and purpose, increasing your mood and overall mental health, and increasing your life satisfaction. Social benefits include expanding your social networks and support, increasing independence, and preventing loneliness. Denise, a person with PD, says the following: "I stay mindful that this is a unique journey for each person with Parkinson's, but we choose to have hope and work on quality of life. Each day is a new opportunity to make a small step forward." Activities of daily living. Activities of daily living, or ADLs, are things you need to do to support your daily life, such as self-care, i.e., brushing your teeth or getting dressed, employment, grocery shopping, washing dishes, doing laundry, taking out the trash, going to the doctor or therapy, yard maintenance, getting a haircut, cooking meals, driving, paying bills, household maintenance, or caring for others, such as grandkids, kids, or pets. ADLs require us to think and move. Even if you don't have a lot of time for leisure, staying engaged in everyday activities is a great way to exercise your body and brain. Paul, a person with PD, says, "We do all our own landscaping and house cleaning. One of the things they advocate for Parkinson's is to do household chores, to do work around the house, to keep in motion. And so I do that." ADLs, tips and tricks. 1, take your time. Even if an activity takes you longer to complete, it is still worth doing, especially if it is an activity that is meaningful to you. You could slow down your pace. You could take frequent breaks. Or you could split up the activity over multiple days. Lou, a person with Parkinson's, says, "This past winter, I did my own snow blowing. If I feel pain or fatigue, I have to sit down and rest a little bit. I try to push myself, or I'll just rake a little bit slower." 2. Prioritize tasks. Save your energy for the activities that you most enjoy doing and find easier solutions for the ones that you don't. For example, if you're finding it hard to cook meals, simplify. Buy pre-cut vegetables at the store. Modify. Cut vegetables while seated. Plan. Pick one day a week to complete one big meal prep. Freeze your meals and simply heat them up throughout the week. 3. Ask, receive, give. Collaborate with others in your household, apartment complex, or neighborhood about who does what tasks. Exchange one of your strengths for someone else's strengths in your social circle. For example, I'll mow your lawn if you help me change this light bulb. Leisure, physical activities. Physical activities include anything you do that gets your body moving. The intensity of physical activities can be adapted depending on what your body needs. Some examples include aerobic exercise, swimming, playing a team sport, yoga, Pilates, stretching, Tai Chi, golf, tennis or other racket sports, bowling, boxing, woodworking, hiking or camping, walking, bicycling, canoeing or boating, fishing or hunting, and gardening. Sam, a person with PD, says, "Try your best to think positive and try to stay active as much as you can. The absolute worst thing to do is to sit here and say, 'Well, last week I didn't do this. Now I can't do it anymore.'" Physical activities, tips and tricks. 1. Move with others. Did you know that doing physical activities with other people has even more health benefits than exercising alone? Research shows that moving with peers increases mood and continued motivation, endurance, rhythm and speed of movement, physical support and safety, external cues or signals in the environment that help you move. Rodrigo, a person with PD, says, "Whether you have Parkinson's or not, the times that I've been most effective exercising on a consistent basis is when I was doing it with someone else." 2. Listen to your body. When you're living with a chronic condition, every day might feel and look a little different, and that is okay. If an activity is feeling especially tiring or challenging, here are some ways to modify. 1. Adjust the activity or level of support you need to help you find success, such as taking frequent breaks or doing things seated. 2. Talk to your occupational or physical therapist about what adaptive equipment they might recommend. 3. Take a rest day. There's power in conserving your energy and trying again tomorrow. Charlotte, a person with PD, says, "Listen to your body in terms of what you're able to do and not able to do, and work with it. But stay engaged and keep moving." Physical activities, tips and tricks. Take a PD movement class. Find your community with these PD movement classes. Here are a few options that offer classes in person, online, and on demand. Rocksteady Boxing, Dance for PD, Parkinson's Fitness, and the American Parkinson's Disease Association, or the APDA. Denise, a person with PD, says, "I enrolled in Rocksteady Boxing classes. You not only exercise, but you are also introduced to a gigantic support group. This was an important strategic decision in my Parkinson's journey and has made the biggest impact in my life." Spotlight, Dance for Parkinson's. Dancing nurtures all aspects of the body, mind, and soul, including physical, posture, strength, flexibility, coordination, balance, gait, and mobility. Cognitive, sequencing, rhythm, and processing directions. Psychological, mood, motivation, purpose, and identity. Social, sense of community, support, and connection. Dance for PD. Dance for PD is an organization that blends various dance styles and uses the fundamentals of dance, such as balance, sequencing, and rhythm, to promote social connection and self-expression. The class is for dancers of all levels and experience. How to join? Check out danceforpd.org to find online, in-person, and on-demand dance classes. Or take a picture of the QR code on page 33 to access it on your phone. A Dance for PD participant says, "The focus is not illness, it is living. It is self-expression, human connection, beauty, and love. It's magic." Let's talk about mobility. Many people with PD experience mobility challenges that might make it harder to get out of the house, such as shuffling or taking small steps, trouble turning, freezing, or feeling like your limbs are stuck, retropulsion, or feeling like you're falling backwards, slower speed, and unsteady balance. Here are some creative tricks that people use to get moving: playing music and stepping to the beat of the song, counting out loud or in your head, reminding yourself to keep your nose over toes, pushing off a steady object to get moving, such as a wall, focusing less on the destination, or taking the indirect route, such as walking in a half circle or weaving rather than in a straight line. Meet Pamela Quinn. Pamela Quinn is a professional dancer and PD coach who has had Parkinson's disease for over 25 years. Her website, PD Movement Lab, offers a wide range of strategies and resources to live and thrive with PD, including funny and engaging videos on how to manage the physical aspects of PD, interviews with PD outliers, blog posts, gatekeeping, an online course that teaches you how to maintain and improve your gait, choreography performed by people with PD, and free on-demand dance classes. Leisure, hobbies, and other interests. Leisure activities are ways to occupy your time that can bring you joy and relaxation, such as watching a sports game, going to a museum, movie, concert, or play, sewing, handcrafts, or needlework, table games such as puzzles, cards, or bingo, drawing or painting, interior decorating, collecting such as stamps or coins, photography, playing a musical instrument, reading, singing in a choir or group, creative writing or journaling, bird watching, watching television, listening to music, sitting and thinking, or doing crossword or Sudoku puzzles. Mary, a person with PD, says, "I'm a weaver. It's my favorite pastime. I've been a weaver for about 30 years, and I still feel like I'm a beginner. I always start my day with at least half an hour of weaving. It's a good way to start the day because you let yourself wake up gradually doing something you love." Leisure, tips and tricks. 1. Join a hobby group. Joining groups in your community is a great way to connect with others who have similar interests. Contact your local university to see if they offer discounted classes for older adults. Check out your local library to learn about free activity offerings such as book clubs, book exchanges, technology classes, film showings, chess clubs, lectures, and more. Or teach somebody else a skill that you're good at. 2. Bring your interests to you. Have friends over for a game, card, or craft night. Start a book club over video call. Look into adaptive tools that can help you participate in hobbies you love, such as adaptive card holders or other weighted tools. Not sure where to begin? Try out paint by number or diamond painting kits. Or start a small indoor herb garden and watch your plants grow. Social activities. Staying connected with other people is one of the most important things you can do for your health. Social activities include traveling, going to parties, potlucks, or family events, entertaining at your home, going to children's or grandchildren's activities, talking on the telephone, visiting with friends, eating at a restaurant, going to a place of worship, dancing, volunteering, being with a spouse or partner, or storytelling or playing games with children. Lila, a person with PD, says, "I like to walk with my friends, play words with friends. My partner and I have a lot of friends and family around too, so we're often entertaining." Social activities, tips and tricks. 1. Tune into your PD community. Connect to your local APDA chapter to find events near you. Or check out these national PD events, such as Dance for Parkinson's, Parkinson's Revolution, APDA Optimism Walk, or the Michael J. Fox Unity Walk. You could also check out these online PD communities to connect with others living with PD and be part of a network of support, such as PD Conversations, Parkinson's Buddy Network, or the Parkinson's Disease Support Group. Other ideas: sign up for a PD research study, or create your own PD fundraiser through the APDA fundraising campaign or Team Fox. Judy, a person with PD, says, "I have been active in a local young onset PD support group. I've also found support and numerous friends online through PD websites. So many of my PD friends give me hope. They inspire me when I talk to them and I learn how to cope with PD." 2. Research shows that we thrive most when we experience a balance of giving and receiving support. This is called social exchange. Receive. Looking for more companionship and or support? LifePath Phone Pals matches you with someone to talk to about your interests, hobbies, and life experiences over the phone. Friendship Works offers visiting services, social events, pet therapy, and other social supports. Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly offers companionship for older adults who have limited access to transportation, language barriers to navigate, and few family members or friends nearby. Give. Many people with PD share that helping others allows them to step out of the role of patient and into the role of helper, healer, loved one, and friend. Some ideas include volunteering at a local soup kitchen, museum, animal shelter, hospital, or library, offering to take care of a pet, giving emotional support to a friend, reading to your grandkids or kids at a local school, or donating any available resources to a cause you care about. Joan, a person with PD, says, "I read to first and second graders in a local school. Reading aloud gives me the opportunity to project my voice and practice my breathing. The enthusiastic response of 6 and 7-year-olds spurs me forward again." Navigating relationships with PD. If you're looking for more support regarding navigating relationships with PD, the following resources might help. The Parkinson's Podcast, Love, Relationships, and Parkinson's. Or check out this article by Allison Smith about dating and intimacy with Parkinson's disease. The article is called My Advice on Dating After a Parkinson's Disease Diagnosis. Is self-consciousness keeping you from socializing? Stigma or embarrassment is a common experience for people with PD. Folks have shared the following strategies: educating people about PD, breaking the ice with humor, such as, "Well, I've always been a mover and a shaker," or connect with others who have PD. Allison Smith says in her article, "We shouldn't have to worry about making other people feel comfortable about the things that we can't change. PD is a part of you. Anyone who cannot see past the disease doesn't deserve your time." Let's talk about mental health. Mental health can be a barrier to participating in the activities you enjoy. You are not alone. While engaging in activities can be great for your mental health, here are some other ways people with PD choose to cope. 1. Find a professional you trust. Kermit, a person with PD, says, I was introduced to a psychiatrist who assisted in returning to me the strength of spirit needed to resume football coaching and traveling. He helped me understand the mental aspects of Parkinson's disease. 2. Find a grounding practice. Sandra, a person with PD, says, Family and faith are an important support for me. I constantly look at the screensaver photo of my granddaughters. My faith uplifts me. Whatever the outcome, I do not walk this path alone. 3. Stay in the moment. Paul, a person with PD, says, Don't let the fear of tomorrow ruin your today. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, so don't make today bad, thinking that tomorrow is going to be bad. Make today good, so that when tomorrow comes, if it is bad, you can look back at a great life. Part 2. Think like an OT. Identify problems, brainstorm solutions. OTs help you come up with ways to make your valued activities possible. Once you identify what might be holding you back from doing the things you enjoy, you can brainstorm creative solutions that will empower you to take action. The what, why, how process can be useful whenever you're feeling stuck or confronted by challenges in your everyday life. What? What do I want to do that I feel like I can't do? Why? Why do I feel like I can't do it? And how? How can I modify or simplify this? What other strategies can I use? For example, my what could be going to a restaurant with my friends. My why could be because I'm self-conscious about my tremors. My how could be I could educate my friends about PD, I could use a sense of humor, or I could bring weighted utensils. Another example could be, my what? I feel like I can't do yoga. Why do I feel like I can't do it? Because I'm afraid of falling. How can I modify or simplify this? I could take things slow, I could take frequent breaks, or I could try chair yoga. Last example. What do I want to do that I feel like I can't do? I feel like I can't play with my grandchildren. Why do I feel like I can't do it? I get tired easily. How can I modify or simplify this? I could play while seated in a chair or on the floor. I could plan to see my grandchildren in the morning or whenever I have the most energy. Setting goals. If you want to go a step further, you might consider setting some concrete goals. OTs create goals to help you visualize your future and take actionable steps to get there. A long-term goal is a big aspiration that takes a long time or a lot of individual steps to complete. A short-term goal is a smaller step you can take to reach your goal, something you can feasibly do today or this week. Once you've created a long-term goal, think about all the smaller steps that you will need to do to reach that goal. Then, focus on 3 things you can realistically do today or this week. For example, my long-term goal could be to bring dance back into my life. My short-term goals could be 1. Finding a dance class near me on the Dance for Parkinson's website. 2. Figuring out logistics for getting there. Or 3, taking an online class first to see what it feels like. Tracking your progress. Keeping track of your successes, no matter how small, can help you stay motivated over time. There are plenty of ways to do this. Use any method that works best for you. Here are some ideas. You could fill out a weekly track your progress sheet, which you will see as an example on the next page. You could put a sticker or check mark on your calendar every time you did something that worked towards your long-term goal. You could share your progress with somebody else. You could keep a video or audio diary of your progress. And make sure that you're celebrating the small wins. Give yourself a reward or have a little dance party every time you reach a small milestone. This next page shows an example of how you can track your progress. First, you can put down the date. Next, put down your long-term goal. In my case, it would be to bring dance back into my life. Then you can write down, what did I do this week? Well, what I did is I found a dance class near me. I figured out how long it will take me to get there, and I asked a friend to carpool with me. Next, you can write down, how do I feel? I feel excited. I feel proud of myself. Next, let's think ahead. What are some things that I still need to do? Well, I need to take an online dance class this weekend, and I need to go to an in-person class next week. Are there any changes I'd like to make to my long-term goal? In this case, I'm going to say no, but if there's ever a time where you want to change your long-term goal, feel free to do that here. Part 3, Optional Resources, contains optional fill-in-the-blank pages from Part 2 that you can personalize in whatever ways make sense to you. For the sake of this recording, I will walk you through each of these resources so that you can think and reflect on your answers on your own. But remember, there are many ways to engage with these resources. You can make an audio or video diary, discuss with somebody else, have a friend or loved one write your answers for you, or you could recreate these pages on a larger piece of craft paper. Resource 1. Identify problems, brainstorm solutions. This contains the what, why, and how process. Feel free to pause this recording as you think about your answers. What? What do I want to do that I feel like I can't do? Why? Why do I feel like I can't do it? How? How can I modify or simplify this? What other strategies can I use? Resource 2, setting goals. Take this time to think about a long-term goal. Now, think about 3 short-term goals that you can achieve in order to reach your long-term goal. Feel free to pause this recording to think about it. Tracking your progress. Use this time to think about or write down your long-term goal. So that concludes the Motivate PD resource. Thank you so much for listening. A special thank you to our expert reviewers, Lisa Casey, Sarah Zoller, Kathleen Lyons, Pamela Quinn, Sarah Skeels, David Leventhal, Sarah Gunnery, and Mary Barnes. Other special thanks to Augusta Polhemus and the Department of Occupational Therapy at Tufts University. Finally, if you'd like to access additional resources such as podcasts, movie and book recommendations, blog posts, and more, feel free to check out the Motivate PD Linktree by typing in this link to your web browser. linktr.ee/MOTIVATEPD. If you have any questions or comments about this manual, feel free to email me, Lonnie Silverstone, at lani.silverstone 122@gmail.com. Thank you so much again for listening. Take care.